new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, 4th of February, 2014. And we are still in a pledge drive, folks. We have about $10,000 worth of bills that are back due, bills that have to be paid. And just a little heads up for the more well-heeled people out there, make a donation. There's been many people that have stepped up to the plate with $100 donations, some of them multiple times within the last month. If you can, see your way clear. Please make a large donation. You can do that. Surprise the hell out of us, please. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. The rotating banner is still at the top. Under RBN Updates, Pledge Drive, just click on that button. Take you to our page. You can do it by PayPal. You can send us a check or money order in the mail. Our address is posted there. Or just simply give us a call at 877-605-9200. That's Sandra's number that the forward calls are being forwarded to through the network. Or you can call up here at the network at 800, I'll get that right, 724-2719. And make a donation, please. We're trying to clear the decks here so we can concentrate on doing what we do best. And we were doing that before I interrupted that with that impromptu pledge drive screed. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey there, John.
Yes.
The world, according to Monsanto and Farmageddon, I would admonish John in Missouri to get with some friends and invite friends to watch those videos. Also, I knew people who grew up in farm country, and this is corporate farm country, with all the Agent Orange chemicals that were touted to be totally safe. And they have, if not the highest rates of cancer, might as well be. And I watched these people die miserable deaths, and they did. They did the whole program at the university, the bone marrow transplants and all that garbage, along with the chemo, what I call chemocide. Well, now, thanks to Roundup and all that garbage, the weeds that were purportedly to be completely wiped out by Roundup, they're now totally...
are becoming more resistant.
Well, believe it or not, John, according to Jeffrey Smith, Genetic Roulette, I think his website is responsibletechnology.org, responsibletechnology.org. They now, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, they're now introducing 2,4-D, actual Agent Orange, to take care of the, of course it's going to be dressed up in some other name, but that's what it is. And these poor dupes, it's the herd mentality, John, you know?
It is.
Status quo all the way. In fact, when I have listened to KMOX late at night, there's a commercial, America's Farmers, of course sponsored by Monsanto. And what I heard from, whether it was Jeffrey Smith or others, is that wherever Monsanto has a an office corporate satellite with a cafeteria, GMOs are banned at their corporate cafeterias, just like they are banned in Europe, and just like the president of Syria has banned GMOs. In fact, the research, John, that was conducted in Europe after the Monsanto research supposedly proved that it was entirely safe, well, the European countries did the exact same test scenario with the exact same protocol. And what they discovered is, I think it was Monsanto shut the study off at, like, whether it was 60 days or 90 days, because it was at that point that all these gross tumors began to manifest. So as the European countries continued to test out beyond 60 or 90 days, all of the very same lab rats died of gross tumors, but virtually the size of the body of the rat. That's how big the tumors became. So that's the way it is with the petrochemical pharmaceutical establishment. Whenever they do a study in it, you may not know this, John, but they never, ever have tested in combination. It's always one pharmaceutical at a time. And as soon as the damning data manifests, they shut the study down and they claim that they have to fast-track it to market in order to save lives, because to continue the study would be unethical.
Right.
So everyone I've ever known, including my Vietnam buddies, who wouldn't listen, they wouldn't do anything safe and effective and natural, you know, they all died. Miserable deaths.
I've yet to hear anybody go, yeah, yippee, I got cancer, and, oh, yeah, it was pain-free, and, yeah, I'll just... Yeah, it's horrible. It's debilitating. I mean, it's demeaning for a normally healthy person all of a sudden to get some god-awful cancer that's eating out organs of his body and to die an indignant death, wasting away.
And you know what, John? When Senator Don Riegel, after Desert Storm, he began to divulge the damning data regarding... Gulf War Syndrome. And so I was able to get a binder of data, inclusive of the the profits of the cancer establishment for the typical cancer patient, it was like over $1 million for the typical scenario for a cancer patient. Uh-huh. And so, as you said earlier, causation. There isn't one medical deity, or as I say, medical demon, because when I confronted the University of Michigan wizards regarding the PDR and the fact that here it is, guys, the drugs you've administered to my fiancée and my dad, which caused their cancers, and you clowns get away with medical murder?
Yeah, and that's the way it goes, Fred, until they're either sued or the offending drug or the doctors that are doing it stop.
Of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative, but not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me take one more call here, and then I want to get around to the tampon lawsuit. You've heard of the McDonald's coffee lawsuit? Well, I'm going to tell you about the tampon lawsuit, which, by the way, really doesn't have anything really to do with tampons. TJ in Georgia. Hello, TJ.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, hi. Farmer John, who called before, you know, brought up the whole labeling issue and all that. And with due respect to him, he's now my favorite farmer in America. you know, a push has been on to start labeling these foods GMO. Well, Monsanto has stopped that almost everywhere.
Right.
So then the push has been on in several states, including mine. California is a perfect example, to label foods non-GMO. Well, Monsanto is stopping that. You know, people are trying, and just they just don't want anybody to know what's GMO and what's non-GMO. You know, and like we talked about before, it's an education race. You know, and the USDA is now made it easier in the states that allow labeling. The USDA has made it easier for stuff coming in from foreign countries to be labeled non-GMO, and they don't even check it, versus what's produced here as non-GMO. So we're getting fought on every front by the government. If that doesn't tell you it's a corporate government, I don't know what it is.
It's, hey, they're, TJ, they're
yes,
just
sir?
Protecting each other's interest. It's okay, you know, too bad for the fact, TJ, that it happens to be killing people, but hey, you know, business is business. Just ask any of the gangsters of the 30s. They just look at you and, what are you so upset about? It's just business. Depends on what kind of business you're in. If you're in the business of killing people, whether by a lead bullet or a poison plant, what does it matter? It's just business.
It's pretty sad, John, and thank you very much for taking my call, sir.
Thank you, TJ. I appreciate you calling. Oh, God. Here's another one of these stories that, for the good cops out there, maybe you ought to have cop ass-kicking parties. You know, forget internal affairs anymore. Forget IAA. You got a group, you got more good cops in a police department than you got bad cops. Go have an ass-kicking party. It's the only thing I can think of. Down in Florida, last year, and I've got the lawsuit right in front of me. It happened back in, let me make sure of the date here. Was back in 2011. Getting pulled over for rolling through a stop sign, as Chris Sweeney puts it, is whack. Never liked that, but that's Sweeney's words. But getting pulled over, having a gun pointed in your face, and then being strip searched on the side of the road in front of your two children, which, by the way, are 1 and 4 years old, for rolling through a stop sign is, well, really whack and probably a use of excessive force. At least that's what the lawsuit in the Sunshine State is claiming. It's saying here that last July, and I'll check the date on this, but Lila Tarantino, and I don't think any relation to the Tarantino film guy, claims that she was pulled over by an officer with the Citrus County Sheriff's Department. In the suit, Tarantino says she came to a full stop and should have never been pulled over in the first place. Well, you would think at that point, it's a traffic ticket. What's the big deal? Just pay the damn thing. Well, it wasn't a traffic ticket. A passing cop pulled a U-turn, flashlights rolled up behind her. The woman claims that the cop immediately drew his weapon, pulled her from the car, and refused to explain why he even pulled her over. Tarantino's two young children watch all of this unfold from inside her car. The cop then placed Tarantino in the back of the squad car. She sat for 2 hours. When backup arrived, she was strip-searched on the side of the road, where passing motorists could see them. Then, in a gruesome twist, a female officer forcibly removed a tampon from Tarantino. Presumably, the cops were looking for drugs. But the lawsuit notes that a drug-sniffing dog was never called in, and cops never found any contraband or anything illegal. The lawsuit doesn't name the cops involved, but notes that there were 5 male officers and 1 female officer. According to the court filing, cops released Tarantino with a citation. Now, here is the lawsuit, and it's more explanatory. Plaintiff Lila Tarantino by and through her undersigned attorneys and files its complaint against defendants, Citrus County Government, Sheriff Jeffrey J. Dawson, and John Doe officers 1 through 5, and a Jane Doe officer. Plaintiff is an adult citizen of Beverly Hills, Citrus County, Florida. The defendant in this case, as I mentioned, is Citrus County Government, municipality of the state of Florida, and as such is a political subdivision of the state of Florida, among other functions, operates and maintains a law enforcement agency, notice it says agency, known as the Citrus County Sheriff's Department. Citrus County Government is under a duty to operate its policing activities in a lawful manner so as to preserve the citizens' the rights, privileges, and immunities guaranteed them by the Constitution, the laws of the United States, and the state of Florida. Yeah, the 14th Amendment, people, even. Upon information and belief, defendants Sheriff Jeffrey J. Dawson and Jane Doe officers, John Doe rather, 1 through 5, and Jane Doe, are adult citizens of Citrus County and are law enforcement officers with that county sheriff department. They are sued individually and in their official capacities as law enforcement officers with the county sheriff's department. At the time of the incident, which is the subject matter of the litigation, all these defendants were acting under the color of state law and by virtue of their positions as law enforcement officers. Holy mackerel. Acting under the color of state law? Goes into the jurisdiction and venue. This cause of action arises out of an incident that took place on about July 17, 2011. I was right. On South Columbia Street in Citrus County, Florida. It goes into the jurisdiction and all that other stuff. On or about July 17, 2011, at approximately 4 p.m., plaintiff was driving on South Columbia Street in Beverly Hills with her children, with a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old. Plaintiff approached the stop sign and came to a complete stop, after which a Citrus County Sheriff's Department vehicle operated by John Doe Officer 1 stopped at the same intersection, and John Doe, Officer 1, waved the plaintiff through the intersection. Well, I got the cop's permission and blessing. Here we go on down the road. Wrong answer. As plaintiff traveled through the intersection, John Doe officer suddenly changed directions of travel to pull up behind the plaintiff's vehicle, after which he flashed his lights and pulled her over. John Doe officer approached plaintiff's vehicle, drew his weapon, and pointed it at her. The officer then ordered plaintiff out of the vehicle, put her hands behind her back, and handcuffed her. When the plaintiff asked this officer why she'd been pulled over, guess what? It's like you and I always get. No response. But they want our cooperation, but ask them a question, go fly a kite. More on this when we get back, but this is some of the stuff, folks, that is continuing to go on with our little boys in blue, the shiny badges and the guns, that all of a sudden they think that they're King Turd and they can do any damn thing they want to. You keep pushing it, boys. Boys, you keep pushing it. Who told you this was all right? Your mama or your chief of police?
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'll take a few more calls here in a minute, but let me finish up with this. So, the plaintiff asked John Doe officer why she'd been pulled over. No response. Placed in the back of the officer's car while her children remained in her car. She was detained at the scene for approximately 2 hours, during which time officers 2, 3, 4, and 5 and the Jane Doe arrived at the scene. During her detention, the plaintiff was frisked and strip searched twice at the side of a busy road in plain view of passersby. During one of these strip searches, plaintiff had a tampon forcibly removed by the Jane Doe officer, as if that makes it okay. At no point was a drug-sniffing dog used to search for contraband, and none of the officers ever found any weapons, drugs, contraband, or anything illegal during the plaintiff's detention. Hey, you ask backwards county sheriff's deputies down there, you're not even smart enough to try to see the vehicle? Boy, are you guys stupid. A little tongue-in-cheek, macabre humor there, folks. Upon the information and belief, none of the officers had any individual suspicion about the plaintiff. See, here's the trick. Pull you over. Do you have any drugs or contraband or illegal weapons in your car? No. Well, do you mind if we look? Well, yeah. What do you think? And here is the probable cause, depending on how you answer that question. See, they don't have a probable cause asking you that. They're on a fishing expedition. Yeah, I... Yeah, I can see getting pulled over. Yeah, you got any drugs or contraband in the car? Damn, I got a bag of weed right next to the gun under my seat. Could you please step out of the car, please? The cop doesn't know what you have. They're on a fishing expedition. I mean, after all, come on, illegal drugs and guns and hell, that nets more fines and possible prison time and certainly heftier lawyer bills than a stinking traffic violation. There is no probable cause. They're doing it because they wanna. Upon information and belief, the Citrus County Sheriff's Department had nothing in its policy and procedures manual regarding when and how it is legal and proper for its officers to perform a strip search, and failure to train its officers evinces a deliberate indifference to the constitutional rights of Citrus County citizens such as plaintiff. Yeah, I'd pretty much agree with that myself. Upon information and belief, it is the practice of the county sheriff's department to perform strip searches on individuals without probable cause or to perform those on individuals who have not been charged with any crime or charged with a non-serious misdemeanor, and to perform those searches without protecting the rights of the person being searched. Upon information and belief, the plaintiff avers that the sheriff, Jeffrey J. Dawson, ordered the strip search of the plaintiff, or in the alternative, authorized, condoned, approved, and assisted with the strip search. Now, you have the basis of that lawsuit. And by the way, just to be fair, this is what's on the Florida statutes about searches. Florida Statute 901.211. In pertinent part provides, no person arrested for a traffic, regulatory, or misdemeanor offense except in a case in a violent in nature which involves a weapon or which involves a controlled substance shall be strip searched unless, this is where it gets a little gray, there is probable cause to believe that the individual is concealing a weapon, a controlled substance, or stolen property. How the hell do they know? What? You'd see three TVs in my back seat? Was it that joint hanging out of my face? Was that the clue? Absent those, where's your probable cause to go a-searching a little further? A judge at first appearance has found that a person arrested cannot be released either on recognizance or bond and therefore shall be incarcerated in the county jail. Each strip search shall be performed by persons of the same gender as the arrested purpose on the premise where the search cannot be observed by persons. Well, alongside a busy road. Let me have your tampon, dear. Oh, man. Any body cavity search must be performed under sanitary conditions. No law enforcement officer shall order a strip search without the agency or facility without obtaining a written authorization of the supervising officer on duty. I could go on with this. It's got a bunch of other stuff in here. But 42 U.S.C., 1983, 1985, and 1988, including but not limited to A, freedom from unreasonable seizures of people. They have it as persons. Why? Because you're the fictionist corporate entity that they created and they think they own you. That's why that's worded that way. Freedom from the threat of deadly, unreasonable, and unjustified assault. Technically, if I go up and touch a police officer without his permission, that's assault. Go to jail. Give me any crap. I'll face plant you, tase you, cuff you, throw you in the back of my cruiser, and then haul you off to the hoosegow. It's just that easy. And I'm good at it. Freedom from fear of being seized, detained, and strip searched. As a direct and proximate result of these actions and omissions, plaintiff sustained a violation of her constitutional rights and suffered legally cognizable damage. I think these lawsuits should be filed by everybody. Somebody's given them permission to do this, because it's happening in all the PDs across this country. I think they're being told, don't worry, do what you need to do, we got your back. Who would that be? Eh, just maybe the Department of Justice and Homeland Security that has sidled up with the police officers, the corporate county or the corporate coffer keystone cops, I call them. Don't worry, we got your back. We need you to be a little bit more aggressive out there, take a little less crap, be a little bit more authoritarian, and we don't really care how you do that. Just hold down the death count. We'll absorb a few lawsuits. These are the conversations I'm imagining that are taking place. Because I don't think it's conceivable for all of a sudden all the PDs in any town USA to go a little, start going a little gnarly on their people in their own communities. All at once. There's no safe haven for people anymore. This is happening in all 50 states to a greater or lesser degree. Somebody is giving them the green light. What is it, the military that's sidled up next to the cops? Oh, we're just here for administrative stuff and to look over your shoulder and to share intelligence with you. Bull crap. You're there to forcibly pick up arms against the American people when the time is right. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. Al-Qaeda, stick it in your ear. We're not buying it anymore. Obie in Colorado. Hello, Obie.
Hi, John. I wanted to let you know that, one, you and I are on the same page because, you know, I had an incident where my medical alert went off and I ended up with 8 cops doing a home invasion of my house and they assaulted me.
Yeah, I remember the story, Obie.
And, you know, they are being told, and I think you're right, it's Homeland Security. They do not want protest. And you could tell what happened when the Wall Street protesters were in New York. And they were being bullied and slammed down real hard. You don't protest. You don't complain against what's happening to you. And you see it now happening all over the country. They beat a homeless man to death, and the two guys get off scot-free.
Yep.
And you know, they are trying. What they want to do is intimidate and scare people so bad that people don't even think about protesting. And that's the program, and it's being directed from on high, whichever agency that is. I happen to think it's the Homeland Gestapo agency. And, you know, this is all being done intentionally to keep the sheeple in line.
Well, and it used to be. Remember what used to serve as a cop maintaining control? It was just maybe inferring that he would ratchet it up a little bit, but not actually doing it, or presenting himself in kind of an intimidating way, but really not threatening overt violence to a person. That generally was enough before, but not anymore. If you even look like you're giving a cop crap, God help you, until somebody comes by and with a video camera and records it or intervenes on your behalf.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with the Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. Let me take Brent in Wisconsin. Hello, Brent.
Yes, good evening, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
That story or report of the police strip-searching that woman by the side of the road is certainly troubling. You know, anything they can do to remove your dignity and modesty, it seems like they're all up for it.
And they want you to be happy about it. They don't like it when you scoff or take video or ask too many cumbersome questions.
Right. They were doing that in the upper Midwest here in Chicago, or maybe it was Cook County back in the 70s or very early 80s. And they would stop an attractive-looking woman and take her to the station and strip search her and let the other perverted cops look on. And I believe they even videoed it. I don't know for sure about that. And this went along for some time until they got a judge's wife in there and did that to her.
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah, that would do it.
That came to a halt right then and there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad I'm not a woman because I would certainly be troubled by that. I'd have to go from a 25 automatic to a 9mm or a 38 or something, you know, to protect myself. But that's terrible, yeah. And thank you for taking my call. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
Thank you, Brent. I appreciate your call. Here's one from Steve Watson. Cops swat innocent family, destroying home security cameras to cover up evidence. You know, what is going on in this country, folks? The reason why cops don't like to be videoed is if they're going to step out the purview of their job duties, and they don't want it witnessed. This, all this falderall that I have to give you permission to allow you to record me. Bullcrap. I didn't walk into your home, sit down in your living room, and start filming you. No, you're out there in public with force continuum up to and including death, okay, strapped to your side. And you are a public servant. We have the right to observe and to record. What they're afraid of are lawsuits and little officers losing their jobs. Armed militarized police in Iowa smashed their way into a home of an innocent family last week and discovered that they were being filmed on home security cameras. The response paints a vivid picture as one officer ripped a camera right out of the wall while another one covered up a second camera to prevent the raid from being documented. WHO-TV in Des Moines reports that Ankeny police carried out the raid in search of someone they suspected of using stolen credit cards to buy clothes and electronics. That gets you swatted, I guess, in this country. The cameras stationed around the property on the inside and outside captured the moment that up to a dozen armed police dressed in helmets, ski masks, riot gear marched up to the home of Sally Prince and prepared to smash her door in over what turned out to be nothing more than unfounded suspicion of minor fraud. This is over a property purchased with a stolen credit card, Prince told reporters, noting that police had knocked, she would have allowed them to execute a warrant to search the house. It doesn't make any sense to go to such extremes for something that simple. She says, I've been so traumatized, I don't even sleep at night. Mrs. Prince added, saying that she is now afraid of staying in her own home because of the police actions. The police are supposed to protect and serve, not make you in fear of them, and I'm totally terrified of them now, she said. The police department told reporters that they knocked first. However, the surviving footage shows officers battering down the door within a couple of seconds of reaching it. The police also stated that they do not have a written policy governing how search warrants are executed. That's a load of hudda as well. Police have long been required to knock and announce before raids in order to allow those inside the opportunity to avoid potential violent confrontation, in addition to damage to their property, let alone themselves, I guess. Do we still own ourselves? Not according to the government. You belong to them. Indeed, as it is related in the report of this incident, Mrs. Prince's son, recently honorably discharged from the Army, was legally carrying a firearm and had drawn the weapon when he heard a commotion. I stood up, I drew my weapon, I started to get myself together to get out the door. I heard someone in the main room say, police. I reholstered my weapon, sat back down, and put my hands in my lap. In the end, none of the items listed on the warrant were found. Two people in the house were arrested on non-related charges, one for a probation violation and the other for possession of illegal drugs, which in itself raises questions. Recently, federal appeals courts have ruled that it is not a violation of the Fourth Amendment to use a SWAT team to perform a regulatory inspection of somebody's home in cases like this. See, it's not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. We just violate it, but we just decreed that it's not a violation, is what they're saying. And let me go back to my earlier statements about these damn SWAT teams. We're not talking about bank robbers holed up in somebody's house or holed up in a bank. That is an imminent threat to the life and safety of other human beings. No, we're talking about a run-of-the-mill police matter that they feel that they have to show up en masse and kick in doors, and when they do, dogs end up dead, people end up dead, and a lot of times they're even on the wrong property. They can't even read a damn warrant and get that right. Forget about the execution of said warrant. Remember the case years ago about the guy in Columbus that shot the cop when he came to his door? He told the cop, says, I'm coming in. He says, no, you're not. We're not without a warrant. And he said, yes, I am. The guy shot that police officer as he's coming through that door. And you know what? He was found not guilty. Why? Wrong execution of police duties. He didn't have a warrant. He demanded entry. There was no crimes going on. He just wanted to be a pain in the ass. And I guess the owner of that house granted his wishes. Remember what I said before? Remember hearing the term police detective? Where these guys, they would spend, it seemed like, eternity gathering facts on a case and building a case to present evidence in front of a judge. Hey, man, we got it. Our hands are clean, man. We got this guy dead to right. There you go, Your Honor. There's the evidence. Can we get our warrant? And then they would go about in a sane approach, arresting the accused perpetrator with as little fanfare as humanly possible. Tailing the guy, knowing where he worked, knowing his schedule, know where he lived, and just walking up on the guy and say, excuse me, we have a warrant for your arrest. You're coming with us. No muss, no fuss, no bother. But all in due process, with a minimum of fanfare and a minimum of bluster and firepower. You guys, man, I'm telling you, how much longer do you think the American people are going to sit back while you assault everybody? While you assault the individual? While you assault the very document that you swore allegiance to? What do you think? That was just, what? Just empty words? And who is telling you what your newfound duties and policies are? Who is telling you that everything is okay? Bad idea. And the globalists that are setting up the transnational corporations with international law and all that stuff, let me give you a clue, guys. They don't give a damn if you live or die, because you're reaching the end of your useful life to them. And quite frankly, they don't give a damn if there's an American Revolution tomorrow and everybody out there trying to steal everybody's property, trying to harm them, trying to jail them. They're not going to care about you. And guess who else doesn't care? The very people authorizing you to go out in the streets and doing the stuff that you're doing. You think they care about your life? They don't. They're waiting for the day that we have a second American Revolution and none of you guys are left standing. Don't worry. We'll just bring in the peacekeepers. We'll get with the military and we'll take back the streets of America. I'm sorry. Take back the streets of America? At that point, there'd be no America left, would there be? Back with you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for being here today. Stop by tomorrow and bring a friend with you. With financial